Later today, the Fed will release the minutes from the January decision, a decision which forced the market to seriously reconsider expectations it had heading in. Before the decision, the market was looking for as much as 158 basis points of rate cuts in 2024. And now, just weeks later, the expectation has been just about cut in half to a pricing of 85 basis points of cuts in 2024. The interesting thing about this is that for a change, market expectations are aligned with what the Fed has been looking for. What happened to force the market to start repricing its expectation? Well, a number of things have happened. For one thing, in the January Fed decision, the central bank still showed serious concerns about inflation and was not yet willing to declare a victory on that front. This was then followed up with a strong jobs report that wasn't justifying an overly accommodative outlook, and then a round of hotter inflation data, which really put a stamp on the market's need to make adjustments with respect to rate cut calls in 2024. And so later today, we will get a better window into what exactly the Fed is thinking with respect to the outlook for monetary policy. The positive for markets heading in is that everything it hasn't wanted to see happen has pretty much happened, leaving us in a place where the balance of risk is seemingly tilted in favor of a positive market reaction in the aftermath. The logic being that if the market has already reacted to and come back towards Fed expectations, there shouldn't be much more room for additional less dovish leaning communications that would catch the market off guard. And so less hawkish has already been pretty much priced in, suggesting there is a greater risk for U.S. equities to try and rally and the buck to sell off once the minutes are released. That being said, if the communication reveals deeper concerns about cutting rates and offers up hawkish leaning thoughts, we could see stocks come under more intensified pressure and the U.S. dollar racing back to the top side. That's all for now.